Macmillan Audio presents Damage by David D. Levine. Read for you by Natalie Nottis. I never had a name. My designation was JB6847½, and Specialist Toman called me Scraps. But Commander Ziegler, dear Commander Ziegler, primary of my orbit and engine of my trajectory, never addressed me by any name, only delivering orders in that crisp, magnificent tenor of his, and so I did not consider myself to have one. That designation, with the anomalous one-half symbol, was a bit of black humor on Specialist Toman's part. It was the arithmetic average of NA6621 and FC7074, the two wrecked craft which had been salvaged and cobbled together to create me. There wasn't enough left of either space frame for any kind of paperwork continuity, she had told me, not long after I came to consciousness 3 weeks earlier. So I figured I'd give you a new number. Not that anyone cares much about paperwork these days. I remembered their deaths. I remembered dying. Twice. NA6621, Early Girl, was a Pelican-class fighter-bomber who had suffered catastrophic drive failure on a supply run to Ceres. As she'd been making a tight turn, evading fire from the Earth Force blockade fleet on the return leg, her central fuel line had ruptured, spewing flaming hydrazine down the length of her space frame, killing her pilot and damaging her computing core. She drifted, semi-conscious and in pain, for weeks before coming in range of Vanguard Station's salvage craft. That had been long before the current standoff, of course, when we'd still been sending salvage craft out. When we'd had salvage craft to send out. Early Girl's dead wreckage had lain at the back of the hangar for months until it was needed. The death of FC7074 Valkyrie, an Osprey-class fighter, had been quicker but more brutal. She'd been blown out of space by a Woomera missile in a dogfight with two Earth Force fighters. The last memory I had from her was a horrific bang, a burning, tearing sensation ripping from her aft weapons bay to her cockpit, and the very different pain of her pilot ejecting. A pain both physical and emotional, because she knew that even if he survived, she could no longer protect him. He hadn't made it. But his loss, though a tragedy, was no sadder to me than any of the thousands of other deaths Earth had inflicted on the Free Belt. Valkyrie's love for her pilot was not one of the things that had survived her death to be incorporated into my programming. Only Commander Ziegler mattered. My love, my light, my reason to live. He came to me then, striding from the ready room with brisk confidence, accepting as his due a hand up into my cockpit from the tech. But as his suit connected with my systems, I tasted fatigue and stimulants in his exhalations. This would be our fifth sortie today. My pilot had slept only 3 hours in the past 24. How long could this go on? Not even the finest combat pilot in the entire solar system, and when he said that, as he often did, it was no mere boast, could run at this pace indefinitely. I knew how it felt to die. The pain, the despair, the loss. I did not want to suffer that agony again. And with the war going so badly for the Free Belt, if I were to be destroyed in this battle, I would surely never be rebuilt. But Commander Ziegler didn't like it if I expressed reluctance, or commented upon his performance or condition in any way that could be considered negative, so I said only, "Refueling and resupply complete, sir. All systems nominal." In reply, I received only a grunt as the safety straps tightened across his shoulders, followed by the firm grip of his hands upon my yoke.
Clear hangar for launch.
Tex and Mex scattered away from my skids. In moments, the hangar was clear and the great pumps began to beat, drawing away the precious air, a howling rush of wind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?